Health Trust's Meal and Wheel Service is to swap fresh daily meals for frozen meals every fortnight. This is the South Eastern Trust who have decided to do this. The Director of Nursing and Older People Services with the South Eastern Trust is Nikki Patterson. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why have you decided to do this?
I think, Stephen, we have been reviewing all of our services right across the Trust, and one of those services is our domiciliary meals provision. And that service, I would want to reassure our 1,300 clients in the South Eastern Trust who are currently receiving the service that this is not, Stephen, about a cut. It's about re-providing the service in a sustainable and cost-effective way. I'm very conscious that lots of individuals, having listened to the coverage over the past 24 hours, will now perhaps be very anxious. And one of my main reasons for coming on to talk to you this morning is to provide them with reassurance.
So what will change?
Instead, Stephen, of individuals receiving a cooked chill meal once per day, they will receive their meals for 2 weeks. And that will actually increase the degree of flexibility for them. Currently, they are receiving their meal, and that is the meal for today. They will receive meals for 2 weeks and can decide, for example, today I don't fancy having that meal. I'll have the meal from tomorrow's list, and that will actually increase the amount of flexibility for them. I think one of the things that has probably increased anxiety over the course of the coverage in the last 24 hours, Stephen, is the feeling that this will, there have been two things. One, about the nutritional value of the meals, and these frozen meals will not be as nutritious as the meals that clients are currently receiving. And secondly, that this will have an impact on the amount of human contact and social interaction that older people will have.
Well, let's deal with the first, because we can deal with that very quickly. Is the nutritional value just the same?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And as part of the tender process, Stephen, we had very strict guidance from the British Dietetic Association.
So on to the second point then, Nikki, how will the level of contact not diminish if you're visiting these people once a fortnight as compared to daily?
Okay, so what we need to emphasise, Stephen, is that meals delivery augments or supplements social care services. It is not a replacement for social care services.
But it's less contact.
So if an individual, if any of our older people living in the South Eastern Trust area currently, and of our 13 individuals who are receiving meals, if they require other social service input, they are having that and they will continue to have that. So, for example, I saw some television coverage this morning where the clip showed an older person having their meal and a care assistant helping with that. That will continue, Stephen. So if there is an individual who requires that support, either to eat their meal, to heat their meal, or anything else related to that process, that will continue. And it's important to emphasise that.
So the current system is, because you mentioned there that the meals are chilled. So the current system is that these meals are delivered daily and they're chilled and the pensioners have to reheat it. Is that correct?
That's right.
And someone will help them reheat it if they need it?
If they need it.
So if they need the frozen meals reheated every day, you will provide that extra service?
Yes, absolutely.
And how much consultation was there with these elderly people before you changed their regime?
Well, I think the important thing to emphasise is that the process of the contract award is not yet complete, Stephen. And we had absolutely intended to engage with all of our 1,300 current individuals, older people who are receiving this service. And unfortunately, because we have now had this level of coverage without the context put around it, there then is the potential for these individuals to feel very anxious about what's going to happen.
I thought you said this had already gone to tender.
It has gone to tender, but the contract has not yet been awarded.
So why did you go out to tender without consulting the people whose lives it would affect first?
In terms of the tender process, Stephen, we had involvement of users in that process. And we had both people who are currently using the service, and we also used the opportunity of individuals.
You're changing the regime for 1,300 people. How many users did you consult?
In terms of the number who were involved in the procurement process, I don't have those specific numbers to hand. But what I would say is that the 1,300 clients who are currently receiving the service will be individually engaged with, because one of the other points I've heard.
But you've already decided to do it.
one of the other points I've heard covered, Stephen, is around, well, what if someone doesn't have a freezer?
What if someone doesn't have a microwave?
What if someone doesn't have a microwave? The 1,300 clients who we currently provide the service to, each will be assessed for their appropriateness for frozen meals. So there is no question of any individual being left with 2 weeks' frozen meals arriving to their door and them not being in a position to actually...
What if after you now consult the 1,300 people, they tell you, please don't do this? The vast majority says, please don't do this. Will you reverse this?
I think, Stephen, what we need to recognise is that in a very challenging financial climate throughout the public sector in Northern Ireland, and there's certainly been considerable coverage in relation to that in the budget agreement over the last 24 hours, it is incumbent on all of us who work in the public sector to review how we're providing services. And if we can provide as good as service as previously in a more cost-effective way, then we absolutely need to consider that.
So the decision isn't going to be reversed, that's clear. And if people need a microwave, you will buy them one. Is that right?
If people need an alternative provision, or when we reassess those 1,300 clients, if there are individuals who frozen meals are not appropriate for, then we will consider what other options are available.
We must have already considered it. Does that mean buying them microwaves, buying them freezers?
I don't think it's necessarily a case of buying them microwaves or buying them freezers, Stephen. There are other options.
Which are what?
And so, for example, it may be that for a small number of individuals, there is a different means of providing their meal. So we will reassess each of those clients. It's also important to emphasise, Stephen, that those who are eligible for a domiciliary meals provision, the criteria for that are regional criteria.
You know, there might be a case where for some older people, 14 days might be confusing for them. Will that be assessed?
In what way confusing, Stephen?
Well, they might not have the capacity to actually think ahead 14 days, remember, for example, to leave food out that needs to be defrosted. Maybe they would have forgotten to do so. How do you assess that?
Because all of our clients, it is not just one individual need that we assess. We look at the individual in their totality. So, for example, I heard a gentleman on the radio this morning from the Belfast Trust, a Mr. Williams, an 86-year-old man, who obviously was concerned about what he had heard and was saying about, well, what if the freezer isn't big enough to hold 14 days of meals? All of those things will be taken into account.
But how are you going to do, just finally, because we're well out of time here, how are you going to do all these assessments by May of this year when you're implementing this? You've only got 4 months.
And 4 months is, I would suggest to you, Stephen, a reasonable period of time to undertake assessment.
I would suggest to you
that's a reasonable period of time. And the final point I would wish to make,
very quickly,
to reassure our 1,300 clients who currently receive this service that we will be engaging with them.
Okay. Nikki Patterson, thank you.